and builders used to throw in a free toaster when you bought a new house. As the economy got more sour, the incentives got progressively sweeter. Some places you buy a house, you get a car. I remember seeing a guy giving away his 328 BMW as part of his part of the deal to buy his home. You can get getaway weekends, credit towards closing costs. But now, as home sales are struggling to match last year's anemic levels, there's a couple of senators who are introducing a bipartisan measure that would grant a three-year residence visa to foreigners who would plunk down at least $500,000 in cash for a home or homes in the United States. The senators, New York Democratic Charles Schumer and Utah Republican Mike Lee, believe that their measures could provide a solution to the excess supply of the homes on the market, which has been in decline as Americans unsure about their jobs are reluctant to buy real estate, and sellers are putting off selling because they would lose money, according to these published reports. Let's go out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line and talk with Executive Director for the Center for Immigration Studies and the author of the book, How Barack Obama is Transforming America Through Immigrations. Mark Kerkorian is with us. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm doing very well. So what did you think when you saw buy a house, get a visa?
Well, it's basically a gimmick. And it's not just a, it's not a gimmick that's actually probably going to happen, because this is just a proposal. It hasn't passed. It's kind of a political gimmick. It's you know, a way of, I don't know, throwing a bone to the realtors, as well as appearing, you know, pro-immigration or something. Except it's just, I mean, it really is a gimmick. First of all, we're selling access to the United States, which, you know, I kind of have a problem with. Secondly, we're doing it cheap. If you're going to sell access to America, how about charge $1 million or $10 million or something like that? And then third, it's not going to work. Nobody's going to take up, you know, assuming this were to pass, nobody's going to do this. If you're a rich person, I mean, you really are wealthy, you can, there's all kinds of ways you could find to get access to the United States. In this scheme, you would have to live in the house, and if you didn't, then you'd lose your visa. Well, who's going to do that? I don't know. It just strikes me as sort of a silly gimmick.
Is this a good option for immigrants?
No, because you don't get an immigrant visa. See, that's the thing. In other words, if you're an immigrant already, you're here, you have a green card, why would you bother with this? And if you're not an immigrant, this isn't going to help you become one, because it's basically kind of like a long-term visitor's visa, you know, and if you sell the house, you got to leave. So I'm not even sure what these senators were thinking. They're sort of hyping this up. But really, the message is buying a house is a job Americans won't do, and so foreigners have to be imported to do it instead.
Can this program be sustained from a business standpoint?
I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, because think about it. I mean, whatever's wrong with the housing market, you know, unwillingness of, you know, banks to lend, well, that's the broader economy, really, but unwillingness of people or inability of people to buy, this isn't really going to solve anything. Even if people took up this offer, it's not going to sell many homes anyway. I mean, it really is one of these things that just isn't going to do any good, and it's offensive in principle anyway.
Mark, you talked about how you thought people to gain access to the United States should have to pay more. I wonder, we have opportunities in other countries. Many Americans own a lot of land and property in other countries, so why isn't it any different?
Well, foreigners can buy land here. I mean, you can buy a house if you're a foreigner. It happens all the time. There are, you know, foreigners who invest in real estate and apartment buildings and shopping centers, that kind of thing. That's fine. I mean, that's just normal business. We do it abroad. People do it here. This is the idea that you have to buy a house for $500,000 or just for $250,000 and have a second house that you rent out for $250,000. And you have to live in it to get the visa. Whereas if you're a foreigner, say you're somebody in Belgium who's got a lot of money and you want to buy shopping centers or apartment buildings in the United States, you don't necessarily want to live in those apartment buildings. You're investing your money. In other words, it's just not even going to work. It's a gimmick so that Senator Schumer, a very liberal senator, and Senator Lee, who's a Tea Party kind of guy, although very open on immigration, are, you know, would be able to go to the realtors and the immigrant groups and whatever and say, hi, I'm one of you, look at my wonderful proposal. So, no, I don't see anybody taking this up.
Mark Krikorian is the executive director for the Center for Immigration Studies and the author of the book, How Barack Obama is Transforming America Through Immigration. Tell us about that book. How is the president transforming America through immigration?
Well, the way a lot of people, especially you hear, you know, conservatives say, well, they're importing Democratic voters. Well, you know, maybe over the long term that does have an effect, but that's not really what's happening. What happens is, through mass immigration, the problems that people arguing for bigger government, that the bigger government is supposed to fix, get worse because of immigration. The gap between rich and poor, the number of people without health insurance. These are problems very significantly affected by immigration. And so what happens is, the people promoting mass immigration or promoting bigger government and more state action will say, wow, look at the number of people without health insurance. We need more government action. What they're not telling you is the federal government created at least a third of that problem. One third of all people without health insurance are immigrants or their little kids.
Mark, from your perspective, do you think that the liberal, that the Democratic Party, that people who support immigration and support the legislation to allow illegals to become citizens, do you think that they're doing this to increase their bases?
Yeah, I mean, it's clearly part of it, and it's not like I'm just guessing at this or, you know, saying that that's what they do. They're openly saying that. There's a guy named Elizio Medina. He's a vice president of the Service Employees International Union, one of the big, most activist unions, also a vice chairman or something of the Socialist International. And he said openly in a speech a couple of years ago that the point of so-called immigration reform, in other words, amnestying illegal aliens, is to create a progressive governing majority for the long term.